This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك السميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. It's always good to be back. It's becoming home more and more. So alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allah keep the blessing in this place. Ya Rabbi Ameen. And increase you and give you more. And most importantly, make you among the grateful. If I can ask that we have the children, where is... If we can have the children in the room, for many reasons, but especially the topic. And if I can ask everybody in the back to come a little bit to the front. And can we do that? Jazakillahu khair. So I was asked actually to talk about this subject. And we're going to talk about it also in a different way in the morning for the youth. And we will talk about it definitely in way more details tomorrow for the woman from 11 to 1. So what is faith and feminism? And I'm going to ask you here. I'm not going to just give you a lecture. And I'm going to start from feminism, and then I'm going to come to faith. What is feminism? I don't want you to Google or give me the definition. As the word comes to your mind, and if this includes the brothers also, because by the way, this subject is for both. What is feminism? It's a very common word. You hear it all over, thrown in our faces, day and night. What is feminism? Who can tell me? Please. Okay, so realizing the potential of what woman is and can be. So why it's negative? This is a very beautiful definition, positive. But it's usually comes as most of the time as something negative. Am I right? She is feminist. And then that's a question mark after it. Why? Yes. So the fact that the man, the woman wants to be equal with the man is a negative thing. This question is to the brothers. Alhamdulillah, just to give you the background of this topic, we had a woman conference 2 weeks ago in California, in Irvine. And it was only for the women. And we had 750 women attended. And I received many requests from the brothers, but also from scholars. And I said, this is a woman place. However, we're going to open it for live stream. And you're free to listen to it. So this subject is not only for the woman. This subject is actually for both. And this is, again, I'm saying to everybody, when I travel, and I, especially overseas, and I meet scholars, very frequent question I get, what do you think of feminism? Me, as a woman. So if I ask the brothers, what is feminism for you as a brother? So you heard what the woman said. Anyone can raise their hand and tell me. Negative, negative, let's hear it. Positive, alhamdulillah. What is feminism for you? Anybody? No, you're not raising your hand. That's going to be tough on you. Yes, anyone? No idea? Yes, please. Say that again. Man and woman are equal. Anybody has anything to add? Anyone? So next question. It's going to be question and answers because this subject cannot be covered in 45 minutes. Are men and women are equal? That's the biggest question. As Muslims, I'm not talking about outside. Outside is a complete different story. We as Muslims, do you as a woman, do you as a man, a sister and a brother, a husband and a wife, a brother and a real sister, are we equal? Are we the same? There's two important questions here. Are we the same? Yes or no? Are we equal? Yes or no? So what is feminism then? You all answered right. We are equal, but we are not the same. That's confusing for a 15-year-old or 13. and even some of us. So what is feminism? I'm going to give you some background, right? There was a lot of history. I don't want to give you a lot of history. But feminism, basically, it's a movement. Bismillah. I didn't finish it. I just said one word. What is the movement? And where did it come from? Unless you know the background, don't judge yet. And then we're going to bring whatever this movement and then bring it to our faith and see. And you have to be extremely balanced and not judgmental. Don't say Islam is against feminism. Because if, please forgive me, you're wrong. And don't tell me Islam is all feminism. You're also wrong. Okay, Bismillah. So what is feminism? Right? It came at the end of last century, not the, in the end of the 1800, 1900. Arrange, this is the definition in Wikipedia. So that's easy, you all can see it. It's a range of social, political, ideological movement. It's a movement. Social, there's no religion here, by the way. Social, political, and ideology. And what is the goal? What is the goal? Establish political, economical, personal, social equality of the two genders. Are you with me? So are we equal? In front of Allah, are we equal? Absolutely. So the first thing Islam, when I go back to Islam, and I said, I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need this movement. Islam came to me 1400 years ago, and I'm going to quote the verse which a woman asked Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. How come when we read the Quran, the reward goes to the men? What about us? And Allah revealed it. It's in Surah Al-Ahzab. Innal muslimina wal muslimat. Some of you may be familiar with it. Verily, the Muslim men, Muslim women. وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Believing men, believing women. وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ All the description, including those who are in always a state of dhikr. But he, in every act of worship, he put men and he put women. In general, in the Quran, when Allah does not differentiate between the genders, that means both. But this was revealed because a woman asked about that. Where is my reward? Am I equal in the sight of Allah? And Allah revealed it. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا All the above, men and women. So bring back the feminism. Am I, and again, I'm not talking about culture, both sides. Culture is a complete different story. And this is where the confusion is coming. Culture treat men and women differently. You know, the biggest question I get from the youth, you may be a little bit surprised. And this was actually in a program I did in Irvine. I did mother and daughter program. The masjid was packed. There was more than 500 people. Because the youth, they really wanted to hear it. And mothers wanted to see what is going on. So a 14 or a 15-year-old, she stood up. And I said, what is the issue that you face with your parents? Right? Your mothers are here. Let's talk about it. She raised her hand. And she said, me and my brother are treated differently in the house. I was like, subhanAllah, tell me about it. Because sometimes our perception is wrong. I said, how come? She said, my parents say, and actually she said, my mother said, I have to be home by 9 o'clock p.m. But my brother can be up out till 2 a.m. That's not fair. What is the answer? Let's hear it from you before I tell you what I said. This is one of the roots where women get absorbed to feminism. How many of you do this in their homes? Now I'm exposing the community. Don't raise your hand. Okay. How many of you think, what is wrong with this statement? It's okay. I'll tell my son come at 2 a.m., but my daughter needs to be home at 9 p.m. How many of you say that? You're too quiet today. I had a feeling, because this is a very tough, sensitive subject, and we don't want to admit it. But unless you admit it, we will lose these girls. Unless we start looking at this as Muslims, and we know how to respond, in 10 years, those who are playing the masjid, there's a good possibility we will lose them. Because unless you understand your deen very well, and you practice it the way pleases Allah, you can easily be pulled to the other side. I said to her, both of you need to be home before 10 p.m. because they are absolutely right to be worried about you. But what they are worried about you maybe does not apply to your brother. But there is a lot of other things that applies to your brother, doesn't apply to you. Both of you needs to be at 10, before 10 to the house. So feminism is not exactly equality, but it is also equality. Right? There's a beautiful book written by Sheikh Jamal Badwi more than 20 years ago. It's a very small book. I highly recommend everybody reads it. It's in English, beautiful, easy, right? And he said, I can't remember the title, but something in meaning, we are equal, but we are not equal. We are the same, but we are not the same. But I want all of us to come from this base. Now I'm going to ask everybody, and all of you will answer me, inshallah. You will not hesitate. Is Allah just? Show me your hands. Everybody. Allah is just. We have no doubt. Absolutely. Even if what we see is not just, but that doesn't mean it is not just. It's just what I'm seeing right now with my limited knowledge. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the woman cannot do that and the man can do that, or the opposite, I come to this verse or to the hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam from the base that it is just. I'm just not seeing it. How many of you adult in this room, when you were a teenager, myself included, a lot of what my parents wanted me to do, I didn't like it. And it's not fair. And why I have to do this? And we did it because they are our parents. 20 years later, you're telling your children exactly what your parents told you, because now you've seen that this is right. So the first thing when you come to feminism, it's a movement for equality, because there was no equality. The woman paid less than the man. The woman cannot vote. Did you know that? We're getting to the voting very soon. Did you know that in this country, at one point, the woman had no right to vote? Yes or no? Let me ask you now. Let's see how much you know about your deen. Does Islam allow the woman to vote? Yes? Brothers, anyone disagree? What is your proof? You cannot just throw things on Islam and you don't have a proof. What is, you answered right, all of you. What is the proof that the woman can vote?